world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Good morning from the KIIC News and Weather Center. I'm Beth Hunter with this weather update for all of southern Iowa, brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. We do have a 50% chance of showers late this afternoon. Gusty winds today with a high around 91 degrees. Some showers in the evening hours moving throughout the region. And for your Sunday, we'll see sunny skies with a high around 88 degrees. KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull. This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Does your outdoor space need color and texture? Stam Garden Center's flowering vines are perfect for adding vertical interest to your garden or patio. We offer a variety of vines, including clematis, honeysuckle, and more. We also carry a wide array of seeds so you can start from scratch and watch your vines grow and flourish. We're open from 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and closed on Sundays. Come visit us at 2421 Highway 92 in Oskaloosa and experience the color.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
And welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed. This is an official crash landing here high above the Abbey Square. Welcome in on this gorgeous Saturday morning as we bring you another edition of the Coach's Corner. And I have found myself in dire straits. Yeah, because we have crash landed literally today because the maestro, the best producer in all the world, he's taking a Saturday off. And for all of you, that means you have to suffer through with me this morning, and I have to figure out how to run all these buttons at the same time. And normally I'm really good at that, but just before I went on the air, I was having a nice conversation with the gentleman, and I suddenly realized I have no idea where all these buttons go. So I'm pushing buttons as I typically do and have no idea where these buttons are leading us to. But we're going to go for a ride today. Hey, folks, this is going to be a fast hour. Always is. It is Rod and Rodgers and the Reed Tractor Show going on right here in Abbey. It is absolutely gorgeous out. Looking down at the square, it is as if Norman Rockwell himself took out a brush, painted it, and then popped it up in 4D because it is gorgeous out there. Get up here to the Monroe County Courthouse, Abbey Square. Absolutely gorgeous day. And just looking out these windows, and admiring all these beautiful cars, and some older than others, just like, you know, like us, but unique. The love that you can see that's been put into the attention of the some in the restoration, but in just keeping them looking amazing. And it is. It's like a step back in time. So get up here today and get out and enjoy being part of Americana. And that's, we find ourselves right here in the heartland. And finding ourselves here in the heartland, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes you take for granted some of the things that are going on. Like, you know, like watching this Rodgers car show. Like that took place last week over in Sheraton. Just get out and enjoy it. By the way, these summer days are flying by. We are officially into summer. The first day of summer came, and the longest day of the year. Now, that's a little depressing. A little. But as the eternal optimist, I'm finding that, you know, it's the longest day of the year. And that means we're in the longest days of the year. Not that the days are going to get shorter, that we're right now in the longest day of the year. So enjoy, get out and take in summer, because I guarantee you that February is coming. And so enjoy it now. And part of that is enjoying baseball and softball. And we're going to talk some baseball and softball. The South Central Conference, as I continue to say each and every week, the old skipping Redeker, that is me, that it is this the competition is incredible. Baseball, softball on both conferences, night in and night out. Teams that can beat each other. The competition's always tremendous, but this year, not disappointing. And softball here in a second, we're going to talk with Coach Hill and also Coach Smizer over in Sheraton. What a week. Again, it was the absolute proof of how competitive this conference is, and we're coming into the final weeks and then heading into the postseason. And the thing that I sit here and stew over, and it was, how are they going to align these teams? Where are they going to put these teams? Can we get these teams separated out so that that we can get more teams in a position to qualify for state? As we saw last year, you know, it was South Central Conference teams beating South Central Conference teams to earn the right to go to Fort Dodge. And so, you know, I look at the South Central Conference in softball, and I see 4-5 teams that I think are state-capable teams. And hope that you can get them separated far enough apart that they're not playing each other in the opening rounds of the postseason, and so that this conference can show the rest of the state how darn good the softball is right now here in Southern Iowa. Coach Smyers will join us here at the bottom half of the hour. Coach Hill here in just a few seconds. I got Coach DeMoss in the house. We'll talk some baseball. Same scenario there. Absolute same scenario. And that makes it entertaining and fun, and makes it a little stressful for the coaches, which is why I think they kind of signed up for the job, honestly. Hey, and then I got something you just had. You know, folks, I don't know if people realize how big of a deal today is and this weekend. Out at the Olympic time trials, Kalen Walker is out there with the chance to become an Olympian. I had a chance to talk with him yesterday, and I'm going to tell you, the battles that that young man has been through and the resiliency. Had a hamstring injury, and you know, was really excited about the end of the regular college season. He is a Big Ten record holder at the University of Iowa. And the times that he was throwing down in the indoor season were not amongst the best in the Big Ten, not amongst the best in the United States, but amongst the best in the entire country, or in the entire world. And he finds himself at the Olympic time trials. I'm going to try to get those times. I've had a hard time figuring out the times. It's going to be on Peacock and NBC. And what's at stake is a chance to become an Olympian. The other thing, and we'll talk about this in our conversation. We'll have about a 15-minute conversation with Kalen here in just a few minutes. But that the United States Olympic trials typically have faster times than what you will find at the Olympics. Making the team and being amongst the very, very best in the United States puts you in a position where if you become an Olympian, you are the expected to get a medal. That is just incredible. And I don't know if we've really soaked that one in, folks. We've got a local kid, former EBF Rocket, Dan Walker, Diana Walker's grandson, Ian Walker, who was one of my good buddies in school. He was younger than me, but I was loved him. And you know, just thinking about that. Folks, that's right here, our neighborhood. So anyway, we're going to catch up with Kaylin here in just a second. It is Rod and Rodgers. Hopefully have Doyle Mix stock by here at the end of the hour, and we'll catch a little update of all that's going on here on the Monroe County Square. The Albee Courthouse, and get up here and be a part of Americana. It's an absolutely beautiful day. Norman Rockwell himself couldn't have painted any prettier. I'm looking out my window looking at right now. But a quick timeout. We'll come back. Coach DeMoss is in the house, and we'll have a conversation with him about baseball and the fastness of the season and how the postseason might look when we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Make a splash at Hucks Harbor at Fun City Resort. Hucks Harbor Outdoor Water Park is now open daily, 11 to 7 all summer long. Come check out the slides, lazy river, splash pad, or take a dip in the pool. Everyone will enjoy the snack shack, and adults will love the tiki bar. $12 daily admission or $5 after 5 p.m. Get a buy $10, get $10 Game Bucks card that's good through November with every paid admission. Splash into fun at Hucks Harbor, Fun City Resort, Burlington.
I'm Anna Siva, Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia, the recipients of Operation Roundup's 2024 first quarter funds. The city of Sheridan received $1,875 for purchasing two new soccer goals for the youth soccer field. The Drake Public Library Foundation received $5,000 to aid in purchasing materials and labor for the renovations of the interior of their building. The Melrose Fire Department received $5,000 for acquiring gear for new members and equipment for trucks. Monroe County Public Health received $1,060 to purchase Stop the Bleed kits and instructional booklets.
1015 Transit is your public transportation provider in Southeast Iowa, where every ride is open to the public every day. Whatever the reason, 1015 Transit is for you. A ton of rides, Monday through Friday, $1 per ride. Oskaloosa Rides is free on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 1015 Transit Demand Response covers 10 counties in Southeast Iowa. When you need a ride, don't hesitate to contact 1015 Transit. Like us on Facebook for schedules and times. 1015 Transit, transportation where you need to go.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
First Credit Union. Here's Jason Summers.
I get to push all these buttons this morning. Isn't this, you know, you always appreciate the people in your life. Well, you should, you know, but there are moments and times where you appreciate them even more, like having the best producer in all the business making this look easy. It is not easy to put all this together. So, Jacob, get back here. Hurry up. The rest of the audience needs that. Hey, Coach DeMoss, how you doing, buddy? Another busy week and another week in the South Central Conference.
Yeah, we started off the week with a doubleheader there Monday with Eddyville. Ended up splitting that. Then we went Tuesday to Davis County. Coach over there, he has them boys playing good again. They got us 9-1. And then Thursday night was an interesting night. We were supposed to travel over the Cardinal, but their coach called me and said, hey, we just had a storm blow through and it washed. I mean, their field was underwater. So Jim and I and Billy Strickler. We scrambled around, got our field ready to play, and they got over here. We're on warm-ups, and if everybody remembers Thursday, we had a monsoon come through, and we could have had the Albie swim team out there because there's that much water on our field.
Just incredible. And, you know, one of the things that it's not uncommon for you guys to have to deal with weather. This is just a part of playing outdoor sports in the state of Iowa. But it does now create more challenges.
Yeah. Now, and like last night, we had our senior night. We can talk more about that later. But, yeah, that's a doubleheader with Cardinal. And for the standings and everything, that's a game that has to be played. And we're going to probably play that next Saturday. We got to get confirmation from Cardinal and stuff that we'd go play a Saturday mid-morning or afternoon games over there. Because, yeah, we're getting down to the crunch time.
That's it, man. This is go time. And I was trying to get the release of the postseason and those type of things, and I thought we'd kind of address that, and then we'll hit senior night.
Yeah, no, we got our bracket came out on Thursday. And we got a really good draw. Happy where we're at. Happy with the teams that's in our side. Number one seed's Des Moines Christian. Number two seed's Pella Christian. Albia, we got the three seed. And we'll take on Central Decatur up at Perry City. And then Eddyville has PCM on July 6th. Both South Central Conference teams will be playing that night at PCM. We'll have the 5 o'clock game with Central Decatur. Coach Akers over there at Central Decatur, him and I's good friends. He has a team that's a lot of young ones, and they're struggling a little bit. So hopefully we can go out, get a first round win, and go play up in Des Moines Christian on the 9th against Pella Christian.
Talking with Coach Brad DeMoss, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons. Senior night, Coach. It's just hard to believe how quickly the seasons went by. And for these seniors on your team, it's equally hard to believe how fast their careers have gone by. And yet they've been really valuable to the program and really valuable.
Yeah, I have three seniors. Hunter Cagle, Wyatt Beckwith, and Connor Reno. And all three seniors have been injured for over half the season. And one, Connor Reno, hasn't been able to play. Medically, he hasn't been released. But being it's senior night, I went ahead and put him in right field, let him play out there. I said, you know your body. If it starts to hurt, we'll take you out. He's has that ligament injury, shin injury from soccer season. And I think he ended up playing three innings. And I tried to make it special for the boys. Baseball, you usually don't take guys out except in between innings. But I talked to the Fairfield coach, and I said, hey, I'm going to pull this kid out after one batter, the next kid after the next batter, and so on. So Connorino got a catch in the second inning, the end of inning.
Yeah.
Hit special moment for him because he hadn't been able to play. He's just eager to get out there. So he made the catch. The next inning, we threw one pitch, and I pulled him, went out, met him on the field at the baseline and shook his hand and really wanted to make it special. And then the next, Wyatt Beckwith's playing with a broken pinky bone in his hand. And I put a sub in for him, the next batter. Got him out of there so he could get a standing O. And then Hunter Cagle put in another young guy in for Hunter. And Hunter's had two knee surgeries this offseason, and he tweaked it last week. And he really cannot run up and down the baselines. And when he does play, he's at first base. And we put in a DH to hit for him. But then three guys have been a staple to this program for the last 4 years. And It was an emotional night for me because all three of them boys want to be out there doing their job. But more importantly, just the leadership that they're displaying and in the dugout, at batting practices, at practices. They're there. They're working at what they can do. And just showing the younger kids how a true leader should be through adversity and everything, and it's just been an honor to coach them three guys.
Absolutely, and I think that will probably be as big a part of their legacy is that, you know, hey, even when things have been easy, you go about your summer, right? You just, Areno could have just said, you know, I really am not going to get to play, but he loved to want to be around the team, and and the same with Hunter. I mean, two knee surgeries, then get injured, man, you just, at the point you'd be just exhausted.
Yeah.
Right? You'd say, I'm just done, but no.
Yep, them three... especially like you said with Reno, he could have hung it up. He knows he's going up to Wisconsin to play soccer, and he could have just laid back and just pretty much been a couch potato and do some little workouts that he can do. But no, he's been out there in the heat of the days, sweating just like all of us out there. And he's a special kid, and that's what I'll always remember about Connor is he was always wanting to be there regardless.
Well, Coach, all right, we look forward to next week, and we're going to have a makeup card, and we'll have that out there. But we're about ready to jump into the postseason. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I know it just creates another mental change because now the guys can refocus on the next part of the season.
Yeah, they know what's at hand. We got Knoxville doubleheader here Monday in Albia, and then we go to Sheraton for a JV varsity, and then we'll have that Cardinal game. And then July 2nd will be our last game here on our field against it's a JV varsity against Centerville. So we finish our regular season with all South Central Conference, and our conference is pretty tight right now. We're, I think, sitting at third or fourth in that area. And we got games here that's very winnable.
Yeah.
And if we take care of business, we could be in the top two, for sure third, and that'd be monumental for where the program has when I started. So
absolutely, Coach, thanks so much, and congratulations on our good week, and man, very busy week ahead, and then into the postseason, buddy.
Yep.
Fast and furious, and we'll take a time out, we'll come back, we're listening to
This is Joe Millage, and our growing fleet of KIIC vehicles need attention from time to time to keep us on the go. Whether we need tires, engine repair, brake work, or anything bumper to bumper, we take our fleet to S&A Auto in Oskaloosa. They're located at Highway 92 and Highway 432, next to H&S Feed and Country Store.
I'm going to talk about neuropathy here. A friend of mine has battled with neuropathy for years. One of the top medical facilities in the world gave her a prescription for a wheelchair for the rest of her life, and through prayer and research, she found answers and healing. Now she's neuropathy free with no more pain medication. If you're suffering with neuropathy pain, call Tools for Wellness, 515-707-9621. Make an appointment. It's helped farmers, diabetics, and even chemo patients with neuropathy in their hands and feet. Even the Cancer Treatment Centers of America use this neuropathy therapy. Call today for an appointment and free consultation.
If you're in the market for an unbeatable deal on a new or used car or truck, look no further than Albia Ford. At Albia Ford, we're not just committed to giving you the best deals in town, we guarantee it. We'll beat anyone's deal by $1,000, and if that's not enough, we're even offering 0% financing on select models. Come on over to Albia Ford and let our friendly and knowledgeable team get you behind the wheel of your dream car for less. Beating anyone's deal by $1,000. Albia Ford, right on Highway 5 and right on the money.
While they last at Neighbor Wholesale, buy $1,000 worth of fireworks and get $500 worth free. Your choice. Highway 5 is brand new, leading straight to Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks, and their shelves are loaded with lots of the best brand new Missouri quality, big, loud, and colorful new fireworks. They have the biggest discounts and the best deals in Missouri fireworks. Only 7 miles south of the Missouri and Iowa line and 3 miles north of Unionville, Missouri. Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks. Pass all the other ones by. They're open 7 days a week from 8 to 8. You call them up, 641-799-2000. Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks. Wholesale deals, quality discounts, free fireworks and flags. 1,200 different items. Fast, friendly service. The Missouri way. At Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks in Unionville, Missouri. Don't forget the kids and send your friends. Happy celebrating. When it comes to your health, quality matters.
And so does convenience. At Lucas County Health Center, they're committed to providing you and your family with the care you need close to home. Everything from doctor's appointments to total knee replacements, they have you covered. Learn more about the services at Lucas County Health Center by visiting lchcia.com. Lucas County Health Center. Better health starts here. Always caring, always home. Lucas County Health Center.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Jumping on the phone lines, catching up with the head coach of the Albia Lady D's, Coach Darren Hill. Coach, little time off, a little rest, kind of needed.
Yeah, towards the end of the week here. But we had a really, really good week this week. Starting with last weekend, last time we talked, we were on our way to Oskaloosa to play in one of their tournaments. And from there all the way through this week, we had a really good week. Ended up losing one game there to Wayne over in Oski in extra innings. We started Addie Pearson in that game, a young pitcher, and she pitched really well. We got it was 2-2 going into the eighth, and so we went extra international and ended up losing in that game. But since then, we've been on a nice roll, and came back the next game right after that loss and beat a really nice West Burlington team 5-0. And then this week, Monday, had Eddyville, Blakesburg, beat them 3-0. And Grace Pence has just pitched really well her last four games, and we're giving her some run support now. We weren't getting as many runs early in the season, but the last four games and her four starts, we scored 22 and we gave up one, so pretty good recipe for some success there. And our defense is playing really well. I tell you what, we made some really nice plays against Cardinal on Thursday night defensively. So it's starting to come around for us.
Coach, and this is the right time. It's all about timing, and I think speaking of the time and getting the time off now, you guys have been just really hard at it. It's as much for the physical, but more importantly for the mental aspect of things. I just found this weekend to be kind of the nice weekend maybe to have off, so you get ready, because now you're ready to dance into the last part of the season.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, the kids, we had a practice schedule for Friday, and coming off of a pretty big win against Davis County on Wednesday, and then coming back and beating Cardinal, who was tied for the top in our conference on Thursday. Coach Achenbach and I just said, let's give them the day off. And so they got Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And then we'll get right back into it. Yeah, we play. We've got some tough games coming up this week, too. Knoxville on Monday, Twin Cedars on Wednesday, Sheraton on Thursday, Sigourney on Friday. So, you know, it doesn't get any easier, but that's the way we've got this all set up, and we're playing well, especially towards the end here. You know, we've got 2 weeks, and then we start regionals in that third week. So, but there's a lot of good softball games scheduled between now and regionals. So we're going to continue to do what we're doing, and if we can continue playing like we're playing, I tell you, we're going to give some teams some all they want in the regionals. So playing well.
Well, no doubt, Coach, and I'm looking forward to Thursday at Sheraton, all the games this week. But when I think about this conference, going to have Coach Smizer on here just a second. This conference is still up for grabs right here at the very end. It's still a madhouse, and maybe the most parity I've seen, particularly at the top four or five.
It is, I looked at the standings again this morning, and you've got Cardinal up at the top with 9-3 right now. Knoxville got rained out or got into the game, got four innings played, and they're down to Centerville. Centerville's ahead of them 7-2, and they've got to finish those two innings or three innings to get that game complete. But if that holds true, then Knoxville ended up having three losses, and Sheraton's right there with four losses. So, you know, it is. It's any night, and it takes a big two-out hit or a inopportune error, or, you know, and that game those games go either way, and that's every night in our conference. Anybody can beat anybody, and we can attest to that. You know, you look at the records. We've lost to a couple that right now their records are at the bottom of our conference. So, you know, and those were one run losses. So one run losses will get you out of the top pretty quick as well. But you know, I like where we're at right now. We've got Knoxville and Sheraton this week, so two out of the top three teams right now in our conference. But we're going to give it a whirl, and if we can continue to play that defense and get good pitching and a timely hit or two here, you never know what's going to happen here at the end of the year. But I like where we're at. I like the challenges of our schedule again this week. You know, we're going to face Knoxville, who's tied for the top, and Sheraton, who's right there at second, and they've got the state's best hitter. Yeah. In the McGee girl, and they play good defense. We know what we're going to get from Sheraton, and Coach Smizer will have them ready to go, just like he always does. And then we face a okay pitcher in Sigourney coming up on Friday, who's going to UNI to pitch. So, you know, it's another week. And then you can't take out of the mix Twin Cedars and the way they've played against us the last couple of years. So, you know, with the state title 2 years ago. So, you know, it's fun. We're in the grind, but you're exactly right. The time off for the kids and the time off for the coaches was greatly needed this week.
All right, Coach. We'll rest up, and we'll talk with you next weekend. And here in a second, I'm going to get your counterpart, Coach Smizer, on. We're going to talk about Sheraton and their final leg. They're also in a fight for a conference title, and with high aspirations for the postseasons. This conference is full of teams, I think, that could make some noise at Fort Dodge. And so it's going to be a lot of fun these final weeks.
No, it really could. And you take you know, you've got Eddyville and Cardinal in 2A, and both of those teams are, you know, they can do some damage. And then you've got Knoxville in 4A. So, you know, it just depends on where everybody gets placed. And if you could figure out where everybody was going right now, it would be you'd be smarter than 99.9% of the people, because it's hard to tell where you're going to get placed and who's going to be with what. I think we'll have, you know, two or three conference teams in a couple different divisions this year, and a couple different regions. One region might have five or four. You know, you just never know what the state will decide to do. But there could be some teams, you know, very similar to last year, where two of our conference teams made it to the state tournament. So it's not out of the realm again this year that it could be two, it could be three. Who knows? But we'll see what happens here as the season unfolds with the last 3 weeks.
Well, you said it takes smarter than the average guy. Well, maybe Coach Myers will have an answer for us. We'll catch up with him here in a second. Coach, you'll have a lot of fun. And again, rest up and enjoy the weekend, and back at out of the kettle right into the frying pan next week.
That sounds good, Jason. Thanks for your coverage, as always.
Ask Coach Darren Hill, head coach of the Albion Lady D's. A quick timeout. We're coming back. Coach Myers is going to join us. We're going to talk some Sheraton softball in this conference, and the best hitter in the state of Iowa, Addie McGee. Huh? How about that? We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
An Iowa Cubs game at Principal Park is the best place to have fun and make memories this summer. Only at iCubs games can you see future big league stars crushing long home runs and making dazzling plays on defense, and then be part of the action too. It's fireworks after Friday night games. Play catch in the outfield before games on Saturdays, and catch a hot dog, t-shirt, or foul ball during the game. It's family fun on Sundays, topped with a trip around the bases for the kids. Don't miss out. Visit iowacubs.com to get your tickets.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
If you're in the market,
market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
This fast hour that's blowing right through. We're going to continue our softball conversation. I just want to remind you here in a few seconds, going to catch up with Kaylin Walker out at the Olympic time trials, trying to become an Olympian. That coming your way here in just a few seconds. But right now I've got head coach Kurt Smizer on the phone line. And coach, you know, you've got the day off. You've been in the thick of softball and on a day off. What are you doing?
Well, it's funny. Yeah, we're just walking county fair, state fair pigs. So, you know, just always something. My kids can't seem to be not involved in anything, so we're just out this nice morning walking pigs.
Well, you know, coming off of Father's Day weekend, it's just fitting. You know, that's what dads do. They walk pigs after a long week. Good stuff. Hey, there's no transition from that because you guys haven't been walking, and there is no pigs because you guys, man, your thoroughbred softball team has been running fast in the season. And you know, we talked about it before even the first pitch was thrown, that this was going to be a highly competitive conference, and buddy, no doubt that's what this has been.
Yeah, I mean, this other conference is crazy. Every night, if you don't show up to play, you get beat, and there's not one team that you can take for granted, that's for sure. I mean, Clark's on a roll right now. Centerville's playing super high level, and then, you know, Eddyville with their bats in the lineup, they hit the crap out of everything. So, you know, it's just been a gauntlet. Albia's tough as nails too. So it's crazy. We knew it was going to be like this, and you know, and it's coming down to the last week conference stuff, and there's four teams that can still win it.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at this week. I mean, this is a critical week for you guys. And if we, you know, go into to look at this, the week that's coming up, you got EBF. You just came. You got Davis County, Albia, Knoxville, all this week, and I think you know, obviously we're going to find out how this whole conference shakes out this very week. These are all the key critical games.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, we kind of stubbed our toe a little bit the other night. Eddyville just coming in and hit the ball all over the field on us, and we've been playing at a really high level. We just didn't have a great night the other night, which really set us back, because if we get that one, we're setting in pretty good shape. You know, we're tied with Ed Knoxville and Cardinal at the top, but you know, it's still going to come down to who can make plays here and hit the ball at the end and which pitcher's on. So it will be a fun week for sure. You know, I even get my kids off yesterday, and you know, it's just that time of season. The day off is probably good, and they had a lake day, so they were all together, so it was great for them, team bonding stuff. But it's going to be a fun way to end the season. And you know, and then districts come out next week also, so always look forward to seeing who we get to play.
Coach, hitting it. You guys have been hitting it. You know, lead the conference in runs scored, and you know, the top hitter in the state of Iowa, Addie McGee, 655 batting average. Buddy, I couldn't do that on my old Tecmo baseball on the video game, man. Those are sick numbers.
Yeah, the kid's playing at a super high level. I mean, it is crazy how well she's hitting the ball. She's just seeing everything. You know, she got out once at Eddyville the other night, and as a scorcher back to the shortstop, I'll take her glove off. So, kid's just playing at a high level. She, you know, she's always been really, really good defensively. You know, I would put her up against any catcher in the state defensively. But then offensively, she's really turned it on this year. And like I said, you know, I feel bad for some colleges because they're going to miss out.
Yeah.
They're missing out on a good kid, really good kid, great leader, best softball player, which I haven't been doing it very long, but best softball player I've coached.
Well, those are pretty powerful words, Coach. This team, 329 batting average, a team, a 401 on base percentage. And I think that's the key. You got to get them on base. And then, you know, one of the things I've loved about you as a coach, man, you get on base, you're aggressive, man. You're going to go get it. You're going to move people. You're going to go get, you get somebody on base. You're not going to leave them stranded there.
Well, we try not to. You know, I think in this game, they're still high school girls. At any time, there's a chance to mess up. And, you know, if you pressure on everybody, at times they're going to mess up. And we just picked our spots and been able to do that. The kids responded and got big two-out hits when we needed, put bunts down when we needed, and stole some bases when we needed to. So, you know, I'm just the senior class. We've said it before. They're solid.
Yep.
The young kids are following them, and they're playing right now.
Well, Coach, every week's a big week because you're only limited what you got. But I think this may be the biggest week of the high school year. And with just as you said, and then to get those district layouts, it's probably good timing to give them a day off and get ready, because it's not only going to be the physical journey here, but you're right, these are going to be tight games, and it's come down to mental execution and winning a one moment on the softball diamond.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you just have to execute everything the right way now, you know, all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and everything. You know, base running, pitching's got to be really good right now. And our Stratton's done a nice job. We just didn't throw very good the other night, and we didn't hit when we needed to. But, you know, it's going to be a good ride here. And, man, I don't know. Anybody in this conference, if I was a district team, I wouldn't want to play anybody in the conference. I know that, because everybody can swing in the times, and the pitching's been pretty good, so.
Well,
it's going to be a fun end to the week, and it'll be fun to see where we get to go at districts.
That is head coach Kurt Meiser, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers. The ladies tearing it up on the softball diamond, and he's walking pigs like a good father does. We'll see you next week, Coach, on Thursday. I'm looking forward to Thursday. It's going to be a great, great contest, as always is.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Jason.
Head coach Kurt Meiser, a quick timeout. We're coming back, folks. I want to stick around. We're going to hear from Kaylin Walker out the Olympic time trials, a chance to become an Olympian after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
If you're a certified medical assistant, LPN, or RN, Pella Regional Health Center wants you to join our team. We have openings in our clinic locations in Pella, Ottumwa, and Prairie City. You may be eligible for a $5,000 sign-on bonus. When you start, you're benefit eligible.
Here with me now is former EBF standout
in your bank. Join our fantastic team and be part of something different, providing health care and healing services with Christian compassion. Apply online at PellaHealth.org/careers.
Now, pay for a single day and get the whole season free. Celebrate 50 years of Adventureland fun with exciting events and the return of the classic Underground Ride. Now with all new special effects. Enjoy Iowa's best thrills with the season pass, starting at only $69.99. Pay for a day, get the season free with the Bronze Pass at AdventurelandResort.com.
This is Mike from Ogle's Greenhouse in Albia. Our end of spring sale just got sweeter. All annuals, packs, and hanging baskets are now half price. Fill up your garden with vegetable plants, all just $1 a pack. Perennials, buy two, get one free. Fruit trees are 25% off. Trees and shrubs, 20% off. Don't miss these deals at Ogle's Greenhouse in Albia. Open Monday through Saturday, and follow us on Facebook.
First Credit Union on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Iowa Hawkeye great, and hoping to be an Olympian, and that is Kaylin Walker. Kaylin, welcome in once again to the Coach's Corner. And, buddy, if you find yourself in maybe one of the biggest stages and the biggest moments in your life at the Olympic trials, what's that feel like?
It's a surreal feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. I went to the track yesterday, and it's beautiful, and it's way bigger than anything I've ever experienced. So I'm really excited, maybe a little nervous, but, yeah, really excited.
Well, before we jump into what you've got in front of you, let's talk about the path that you've had to get here, because, once again, you've been dealt adversity, and I think the character of a man is not found in how they're falling. It's how they get back up. And you've had to deal with some more adversity health-wise. Talk us through that. And your body has an amazing way of healing.
Yeah, I've had quite a few injuries. I've had a couple surgeries and three or four muscle tears. And it's getting to the point where when I get hurt, it's not like devastating. It's just like, darn, this is frustrating. It's going to set me back like 6 weeks, but I'm going to be fine when I'm done. So I kind of know how to handle it now. And like, I'm pretty confident that when I get hurt, it's just going to take me 6 weeks to get back where I was before. So even right now, like in practice, I just, you know, coming off of a hamstring tear, I'm setting PRs in practice, and our runs, we have 100 meter fly or like 30 meter fly, just like, you know, our little tests that we have in practice. You know, I'm setting PRs in that right off of a hamstring injury. So I'm just kind of like learning how to like handle the injuries, how to like rehab them, and kind of like what to do. And, you know, I'm really confident in those situations now. So just learning how to handle them and, you know, coming through that adversity, it's not so devastating for me anymore. So.
Well, it would have taken you off of your normal path. Life will have a habit of doing that to us, but it took you off normal path or training for this, and you know, really took you off the path on your season. But while that could be a disadvantage in terms of maybe some lost time to enhance your times, you've now got rest, and the rest of the competition and has not experienced that.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really a good thing too. Like, there's a lot of negatives to go with it, but that's definitely one big positive I'm trying to focus on. This is, I'm way more rested than anybody else. Like, my whole body feels amazing right now. I haven't done anything for, you know, 6 weeks. I'm just going to come out here and fully fresh. So.
And you said your PR and it's astonishing, but. You're going to have to PR to qualify. So tell us about what you're doing right now, and then what you have to do this weekend to do something that's immensely special.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So I got cleared 2 weeks ago, like a week and a half ago. And you know, for like 5 or 6 weeks before that, I didn't run at all. I'm not even close to running. And now I'm like a week and a half out from the U.S. trials, and I have to go from not running at all to finding a way to PR. And, you know, during that 5 or 6 weeks, I was lifting really hard. I was doing whatever I could, but I was leaving my hamstring alone, so I couldn't run at all. And then I get cleared, and within 2 days I PR in practice, win in our little test. So I don't know, I think the rest helped. I think I lifted really hard during that time too. I kind of like worked on some of my weaknesses in my body and came back and I felt really good. So right now we're just kind of like trying not to mess anything up, because going from 0 to 100 this quick is a little risky, but I'm pretty confident that I'll be okay. So I'm really excited.
Immense competition and a lot at stake. You know, I think that's one of the things that you've kind of grown accustomed to. I mean, racing the way you've done at the University of Iowa, what you did at Indian Hills, and you know, even back to EBF, you've been in those big moments. How do you mentally prepare yourself, knowing the levity of this moment?
I try not to think about that too much. I just try to stay in my own lane. I try to just do my best, and you know, if as long as I'm doing the best that I can, then I mean, I can't really be mad at the results. I just got to do my best and let the chips fall where they may. So that's kind of how I stay, you know, in my own lane there.
You know, you're usually surrounded by teammates and your own coaches and you know, family. Do you have some of that support? What's the support like in this environment, in this scenario?
It's really good, actually. I'm pretty lucky. I got my trainer and my coach here, and I got my parents and my girlfriend and her mom. So I got a lot of good support here. I bet a lot more than a lot of people. They paid some pretty good money to come out and see me run, so I'm really lucky for that.
What are you most looking forward to besides, you know, that finish line and the opportunity? What are you most looking forward to in this these next couple days?
I'm looking forward to just getting out there and seeing what I can do again. I feel like I left a lot on the table this their season. I had a lot of, I don't want to complain or anything, but I just feel like I had some unfortunate scenarios this outdoor season, and I feel like I'm capable of a lot more than what I put out there, so I'm ready to kind of show what I can do.
What type of time do you think you have to run in order to earn the prize?
So to make the team for the 100, you have to get third place. At least you get first, second, or third. Then you go for the 100. But to make the relay pool, to go for the 4x1, you have to just pretty much get like sixth or seventh. And then they'll probably pick you to go from there, at least for alternate. So, I don't know, to get that, I mean, there's been like 7 or 8 people that have gone like 9 seconds. So I feel like I'm going to have to PR by a good amount to get myself in there. But I feel like I'm more than ready to do that. So I'm pretty confident that I'm ready to go, and I think a lot of years, like the U.S. trials is faster than the Olympics. So,
yeah,
because everybody's getting ready to qualify, and then, you know, if you qualify for the 100 for the U.S., I mean, you're ready to medal at the Olympics.
Yes, exactly.
That's how competitive it is. So, a lot of people go to different countries because it's way easier to make it if they go to, you know, if they have citizenship somewhere else. So they'll go to another country, even though they're from America, just to make the Olympics.
Wow.
That's how competitive it is. It's crazy, yeah.
It is. It's insane. And, you know, looking at your times last year, looking at your times in the indoor season, boy, you know, I really felt like this would be the place you were headed. That is hard to, you know, it's a little surreal, but here you are. Really ignorant of this? Because, you know, we turn on the TV and watch the Olympics. What is the weekend look like for you? Tell us a little bit about the weekend, how it works, and then we know where you need to get to, but how does it work, and how's the competition work to get in that top three?
Yeah, so the first round is, tomorrow, right? Yeah. So we have 5 heats, and the top 5 in each heat qualify for the next round and the next 2 fastest times. And I'll take you to the semifinals, which is the next day. And then from there, I think it's top 2 in each heat and then like next 6 fastest, something like that. And then they go to the finals. And then, like I said, the top 3 will go for the open 100 and then the next 3 or 4 will probably go for the relay pool, on 4x1 relay. So,
do they?
Yeah, that's kind of how that works. But
do they seed you based upon previous times? Or, I mean, how do they throw the? Are they just a random pool generated heats?
Yeah, and like, if you're in the top five, you get like a range of lanes in like the middle of the track, and then, you know, like the next five will get like the next couple lanes, and then it keeps going out from there. So I got like lane eight, so I'm like, I don't know, I can't remember what I was ranked coming in. I think I'm like 20th or something coming in, so I'm out there. But like, if I was running one of the top times, I'd be in the middle of the track.
Yeah, so. Interesting, because I never would have thought about placement on the track.
Yeah, it doesn't matter too much to me. It's just same distance.
Oh, brother. This is going to have the, of course, all the eyes. It'll be, a packed, packed track, no doubt about that. But the eyes of the world are on it because, as you said, you know, these are oftentimes the fastest times, faster than even the Olympics. And if you come out of this, the odds of getting a medal at the Olympics are substantial. So there will be a lot of eyes watching all over the world.
Yeah.
How do those of us back here who are really wanting to watch you go out and perform, do you know a little bit about to where we can catch that at?
Normally it's on NBC, but I'll have to check on that. It might be on Peacock this year. There's some links that you can find. If you just look up U.S. Olympic Trials, it'll pop up with it. But yeah, it should be televised, and yeah, I don't know exactly what time I run right now, to be honest with you. I probably am just getting on the bus and going, but I'm going to check on that, and maybe I'll make like a Facebook post or something.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll do that same here at KISC. We'll put it out for our listening audience. I know there are a lot of people back here. Obviously, you have a huge fan base back here in Southern Iowa, and we're all very proud of you. And I don't think there's a bigger fan base than the one I run into often. That is your grandpa. And he, by the way, yeah. He's the one who calmly said to me, after a little workout I was doing, and he said, you know, he's got rest. He's got more rest than the rest of them, and his body and his mind recovers quickly, and he said he is going to be well-rested, and it was him that had that foreshadowing, and I think that's going to serve you well this weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
Kalen, congratulations, young man. Congratulations. You're amongst the elite just to be invited and to be there, I don't need to coach you up. You're just going to let it go, and you have this amazing resilience about you to perform at your highest levels in those big moments. But I can say congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
I can't wait to check in with you next week, and if you'll give us some time just to talk about the experience, because I think it's one that only a handful of people get to go through, and you happen to be one of them. So we'll talk with you real soon, go get them.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll do.
Kalen Walker, EBF standout, Iowa Hawkeye great, and what we think soon to be an Olympian. And we'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.